first to do with. Criticize the heart closely. Search it to see what hinders the free access of God's Spirit. We must receive the Holy Ghost. Then we shall have power to prevail with God. A mere assent to the truth is not enough. Daily we must live the truth. We must shut ourselves in with God, surrender all to Him. To listen to the great and grand truths of the Word is not enough. We must ask ourselves the question, does Christ dwell in my heart by faith? He alone can show us our necessity and reveal the dignity and glory of truth. At the altar of self-sacrifice, the appointed place of meeting between God and the soul, we receive from the hand of God the celestial torch which searches the heart, revealing its great need of an abiding Christ. When we feel our great need, when we long after the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit, Christ draws nigh to us. Self is crucified. Christ lives in us, and the power of the Spirit attends our efforts. Then the soul is refined and elevated. Light from the heavenly sanctuary shines upon us, and we are enabled to exert an influence which is a savor of life unto life. By a union with Christ, by living faith, we are privileged to enjoy the efficacy of His mediation. We are crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, risen with Christ, to walk in newness of life. Brothers and sisters, that passage is illustrating the story of Gideon in our life. We must crucify self, tear down the altar of Baal, that the glory of the Lord, the light that comes from the sanctuary, might shine out to others, that they might be drawn to that light. This Day with God, page 98. Our hearts cannot reflect light until there is a vital connection with heaven. This alone can make them burn steadily with holy and selfish love for Jesus and for all who are the purchase of His blood. And unless we are constantly replenished with the golden oil, the flame will die out. Unless the love of God is an abiding principle in our hearts, our light will go out. The light of Gideon's torch is the love of God in our life. The sword, perhaps the easiest symbol, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What Gideon was doing was founded upon God's word. It was founded upon his experience of God, his relationship with God. The sword that Gideon was carrying was the word of God. Trumpets, Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. A trumpet is a warning message. Patriarchs and Prophets 5:48, the simple act of blowing a blast upon the trumpet by the army